Abraham sat in the shade of a tree while the river ran softly by, and a warm summer breeze danced through the leaves with the sun in a cloudless sky. And he thought to himself, is my life like a stream that flows to a sea, or like some leaf in a meaningless glide? Can I do what I want? Can I make no mistakes? Is my nature my only guide? Is a life just like castles made of sand? And it's all according to chance, just like castles made of sand. Should I pray to the sun that I fear for no one, like an eagle that soars in the sky, when the sun itself bows down to the night and night's darkness flees from man's fire? And where did the sun get its power from? And who taught the river to flow? Could it be that there's a one that creates the sun and tells the wind to blow? Suddenly he knew his perception was true, his heart filled with certainty. If there is a law for the sun and the wind, then God must have some law for me. And life is not castles made of sand, and it's all according to a plan. Life is not castles made of sand. Thought to himself, now that I know the truth, I can't continue living a lie. I will never bow down to creation again, although I may have to die. But they all laughed when he said that nature was dead and that only God was alive. And they hated the truth in his eyes and his heart, and they prayed that he would not survive. They said that boy is just castles in the sand, and he does not stand a chance. He is just castles in the sand. Abraham's son Isaac was born, and Isaac he begat Yisrael. And their hearts were like one, and they shined like the sun, but they were hated and hated still. But the truth is brighter than a thousand suns and stronger than storm or fire. But the earth is rich with the blood of their sons. But they say that redemption is nigh, and our troubles will be like castles in the sand, as though they never began, just like castles in the sand.